Today, Marines and sailors are awaiting special visitors on Naval Magazine Guam. People have an opportunity to pay respects to those involved in the horrible events at Fena Cave 71 years ago during World War II. For Helen Aguiwan, who had family members survive the Fena massacre, today is extra special.
This is my first time there. I've heard about it. My mom told me stories and stories, many stories, all sad, of course.
A short voyage into the jungle brought people to the entrance of the cave, where many would pause to take a moment to reflect on what happened on July 1944. No matter who walked up this path, it was hard to hold back feelings.
I got up there, as a matter of fact, the mayor of Santa Rita held my hand, took me all the way to the top, and looking down at that cave, it just gives me the chill, because it's like my mom was standing right there. She's seen a lot of suffering, so it's I don't see it, but I can feel it.
After everyone had the chance to pay their respects, the events moved to the village of Agate, where Mother Nature made an appearance, and invited speakers shared their remarks, presented wreaths, and read the names of the Fena massacre survivors as guests placed candles on a memorial. Today's Fena memorial service was only a few hours, but the importance of the people of Guam coming together to pay tribute to those affected by this tragedy 71 years ago won't soon be forgotten.
It's the feeling. It's not the food, it's not meeting people or what. It's the feeling that you have in you. The minute you step down, you go up to Fena or, you know, just meet all these liberators and the veterans. It's that great feeling to know that I'm still here to thank them.
Air Force Sergeant Robert Smith, Agate, Guam.